The end of Parshas Mishpatim is a parsha of Karbanos that, according to Rashi, took place before Matan Torah, according to the Ramban, took place after, but it's certainly part of the maimed of Matan Torah. And in that hakrava of Karbanos, the oila, the shlamim, the pasuk tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu took half the dam to place in agonos and kalim with which he would sprinkle onto the people, and half the dam he put onto the mizbeach. The pasuk does not tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu divided up the dam. That it doesn't say. It just says he took half the dam, as if somebody came and divided up the dam. And Rashi asks the kasha, and Rashi says, "Mi cholkoi? Who divided the dam? Malach ba v'cholkoi. A malach came and divided it up." That's very mysterious. That's the nace that we needed now, that a malach came and divided the dam. We couldn't just let Moshe Rabbeinu or someone else, a kohen, do the avoda of dividing up the dam. You need a malach to come and divide the dam. Malach ba v'cholkoi. What's the secret of the division of the dam that needed a malach to come and be cholkoi? My Shir and I were discussing the two luchos. The two luchos, Rashi says in Parshas Va'eschanan, when luchos is spelled chaser, luchas, Rashi says that they were shoven, they were equal. If you think about it, there's a strong possibility that one of the luchos was significantly heavier than the other, because the first luach had many, many more words in it than the second did. So if the luchos were pieces of stone, and if the engraving of the letters out of the luchos went through and through, mizeh umizeh heim ksuvim, as we know, so with each letter that was engraved into the luchos, the luach became a little lighter. So the first luach was significantly lighter than it started, because there were so many words that were engraved in it. The second luach has much fewer words engraved in it. So if you think about it, it's possible, if you make the cheshbon, Moshe Rabbeinu was coming down from Har Sinai with two luchos of very different weights. The Mabit in Beis Elikim, and the Shar HaYesodos, Perek Yud Beis, says not that way. He says, and I wonder if perhaps what's guiding his thought is the Sheshavim Heim. The two luchos were supposed to be identical. He says that if you make a cheshbon, there's another way to make them weigh the same, even if there's a different amount of words, and that is to make bigger letters on the second one. And he says, the Mabit says, that in the second luach, the letters were much larger. And in that way, they evened out the first luach and the second luach. What's the inyan of this exactness, that the two luchos need to be exactly the same? Melamed sheshavim heim. Why is it so important that they're shavim? And the pshat is, and we see this in many, many places, we don't have the time now to go through, but the pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gave us the Torah, honored us in a way that's incomprehensible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give us the Torah as if he's giving the Torah to beings that are so much smaller than he is, as we are. Rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted us up and treated us, it's hard to even say the words, on some level, treated us like equals. Sometimes he treated us even greater than that, by like Nitzchuni Banai Nitzchuni, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the right to be Kaveya, the Das of the Torah. Panim el panim diber Hashem imachem. Hashem spoke to us face to face, like two people who are equals talking to each other. HaKadosh Baruch Hu honored us by lifting us up and telling us that we are going to be carrying the Devar Hashem in this world. We are going to be carrying the mission. We're going to be carrying the Kedusha. We're going to be implementing the Torah on the stage of Eilam Hazeh. And when Hashem made that bris, he gave us two luchos. One, as we know, represents Ben Adam Lamakim, And one bait represents Bein Adam Lachaveira. In a certain sense, one represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu's side of the bris, Kaviyachol, and one represents Klal Yisrael's side of the bris, and Shavim Heim. Panim El Panim, Diber Hashem Imachem. They're equal. And when Moshe Rabbeinu takes the dam of the Mizbeach, and the part of the expression of the bris is that half of the dam is sprinkled on the people, and half of the dam is sprinkled on the Mizbeach, a malach comes because only a malach could split the dam, as the Mefarshim say, exactly. Only a malach could say, Efshar L'tzamtzein. Only a malach could do a perfect division. And it was important, it was crucial, that Klal Yisrael recognized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was lifting them up, panim el panim, kasher yedaber ish el re'eyu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was lifting us up to a height, to a stature, to a nobility, to an aristocracy that's not even believable. And this is the way B'nai Torah go through their lives, with a sense of having been gifted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the majesty of being treated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as if we're partners. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mission of implementing the Torah on the world stage. This Sunday is the largest television event of the year. And it is an event, a tradition, a pastime that millions and millions of people participate in. And it's possible that some of us will participate in it. And I want to just take a moment and share with you, because I know you, and because I know the type of B'nai Torah that you are, share with you a possible feeling that you might have at that moment. You may settle down in your place that you settle down, your recliner, let's call it, and you'll have set up in front of you all of the requisite ma'achalim, kehilchasim, and you'll be preparing to engage in this pastime, and there will be a part of you that will feel a certain sense that goes like this. I know what it's like to sit down to a party. I party all the time. I sit down twice, three times on Shabbos, I sit down to a suda. On Yontif, we have massive sudas. Even in yeshiva, I have sudas. In 2 weeks from tonight, I'll be sitting with the mashgiach by a Purim Kuttentish, Be'ezer Hashem. And those are moments where we sit with our requisite foods. And some reason at those moments, I realize, when I'm by a Shabbos suda, by a Yontif suda, that the food and the good times and the schmoozing and the singing make me walk out being more prepared and more worthy of looking at Hashem kaviyachal in the eye, panem el panem, diber Hashem imachem. I become a bigger person from it. And it's possible that someone may feel a certain level of negativity or sadness or discomfort, that maimed may not be providing that. And then when I realize how many people I'm participating with, there's a certain sense, like I'm sitting with the whole world right now. I may think about that, and I may consider, we, Klal Yisrael, have gone through a lot this year. And one of the things that us Americans have discovered is that our fellow Americans, many of them are not our friends. The Brooklyn Bridge was packed. Thousands of fellow Americans to support the Palestinian cause and to make light and to reject the tsar, the horror that Klal Yisrael went through on October 7th. And I'm going to be sitting there and participating. Am I sitting with my friends? Are these my people? Are these hundreds of millions of people, are these my people that I'm participating with such echeshik and this American pastime? Am I so comfortable associating myself? Do I even know if the players on the screen, the Kol Anos Gevura, the Kol Anos Chalusha, do I even know if they could stand the sight of me? If they wouldn't be nauseous from the Jew that's watching them? And it's possible that you may feel a certain sadness or negativity. It's possible that you may reflect on the fact that there's hours going by without a serious addition to my ruchnius and my growth and my godless. Possibly the opposite. Possibly serious issues could be taking place. You could discuss that with the Rosh Hashiva, you know, the halachic implications. But just in a sense, I'm here, I'm the emotional guy, okay? I'm here just to say that there may be a discomfort in the room. And therefore, I want to share with you an opportunity. I want to provide for you an alternative. And that is that this yeshiva has a minug, mimei oilam u'mishanim kadmoniyos, to have a special seder on this Sunday night, a super seder. And it's a very, very special time. It's an intense seder, and we have a schus to hear from Rabbi Mirsky. And there's plenty of gashmias as well during the seder and gifts after the seder. What a gashmias! That's gashmias that's worth. You know, that's like a Shabbos suda gashmias. It's gashmias that comes with my Mesiras Nefesh, with my Talmud Torah, with my Aliyah, with my reflecting on my majesty, on my greatness. And I want to invite everyone to join in a seder that speaks of the godless that we have, that will make you, all of these, I'm so concerned that people are going to be sitting by in front of a television on Sunday and hurting. There's going to be a part of you hurting. Because each one of you, again, I know you, each one of you are so great, are so sensitive, are so passionate about your learning, so passionate about your davening, you're going to have that discomfort. Come to the Beis Medrash. Have this moment of bonding with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with your Chaverim, with a Rebbe, with the Torah, and meet head on the two Luchais together. The Panim El Panim Diber Hashem Imachem. What an unbelievable Kiddush Hashem. The feelings that you'll have then, come again from the feeling guy, the feelings that you'll have then, the sense of having lifted myself up to meet my godless. What an unbelievable opportunity.